Next question is Cedric, CEDRICEMMIT, 72969. Cedric is a 54-year-old truck driver, single with two children, lives with a friend. At this time, he has a provider. He's quite obese. He suffers from BPH, coronary artery disease, cardiomyopathy, congestive heart failure, gastroesophageal reflux, angina, hyperlipidemia, and hypertension, period. Patient has had four surgery, one in his heart and one in his leg. Patient was wearing a life vest, but because of discomfort, he's no longer wearing that. He's scheduled for a defibrillator pacemaker insertion. His also suffers from bradycardia. His O2 sat was 44%, which dips down, his heart rate was 44, which dips down to much lower when he's asleep, period. He's at a high risk of sudden death at this time. He does not wear oxygen, period. Medical problems: hyperlipidemia, hypertension, gout, COPD, CHF, sleep apnea, atrial fibrillation, allergy, none. Surgery as above. COVID immunizations up to date. Flu immunization, pneumonia immunizations are up to date. Family history: dad died of heart disease, mom died of a broken heart. Medication includes nitroglycerin, PRN for chest pain, which he uses daily. Flomax 0.4 twice a day for BPH. Plavix 75 milligram once a day. Aldactone 25 milligram BID. Entresto 97/103 BID. Protonix 40 milligram a day. Isradiol 10 milligram TID. Crestor 10 milligram a day. Coric 3.125 BID. Umix 1 milligram a day. Hydroxyzine 25 milligram BID or TID. Amiodarone 200 milligram once a day. Aspirin 81 milligram once a day. Patient was told that his ejection fraction, which started in the 30s last year, has now dipped down to 20, and now he is at a high risk of developing sudden death, hence the reason for the scheduled defibrillator in the next week or so, period. On examination, his O2 sat at rest is 96%, his pulse is 44, his blood pressure 110 over 60, pulse is afebrile. Heart, positive, some positive, still with an S3 Gallop, bradycardic. Lungs, ronchi and rouse. Abdomen, ascites, possible. Patient's abdomen is large with possible ascites, enlarged liver, consistent with cryptogenic cirrhosis. Lower extremity shows a 2+ edema bilaterally, neurological, non-focal. Skin shows decreased turgor. Assessment, here we have a 54-year-old unfortunate truck driver, black gentleman who used to be a truck driver with severe cardiomyopathy. He's in a desperate need of defibrillator at this time, given his sick sinus syndrome and O2 defibrillator /pacemaker, given his O2, given his heart rate of 44 with atrial fibrillation, which is controlled with amiodarone, period. Nipergaffy has not been able to increase his coric because of his blood pressure response, period. Furthermore, he has gastroesophageal reflux, volume overload, right-sided heart failure, pedal edema. He has BPH, severe angina, takes nitroglycerin daily, hyperlipidemia, and sleep apnea associated with obesity, period. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for this gentleman. It's very difficult for him to get to the doctor's office. I explained to him that at this time he needs to make sure he gets the defibrillator placed before he chooses to sign up for hospice or palliative care, since he's been told there's not much else that can be offered, and he most likely has very, very little time to live, period. His O2 sat is 96% at rest, which I suspect drops down at night while he's sleeping, and as well as activity, period. He's been disabled now for some time because of his severe cardiomyopathy and his shortness of breath, and he's not able to do any kind of work, period. His atrial fibrillation is controlled with amiodarone at this time, period. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for this 54-year-old gentleman. Thank you.